It's Jordan. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Lucky Dip podcast. Now, this podcast is all about esports. It's about gaming. It's about business. It's about creativity and making videos and talking about the process and talking about just a variety of things relating to those different areas, basically. So sometimes we'll have guests on. I haven't had a guest on for like 2 months, I think. It's been a really long time, mostly just because I just recently did like a really big move. So I don't know anybody here in person yet, but I mean, that's just an excuse because even when I was back living in Calgary, I never had anybody in person on the podcast. And a lot of the people that I work with and do things with don't live near me anyways, or didn't. So it's just something that I say, but it's not really true. I didn't do it no matter what. It's just hard because, you know, people in the esports industry kind of live all over, at least here in Canada. There's not like one central location where everybody is, besides Toronto maybe. Vancouver is probably a second, and maybe Montreal, but none of those are really close to where I am. I mean, Vancouver's pretty close, only a couple hours away, but still. The point remains, I might not have guests on for a little bit just because I like doing it myself. And, you know, if I do have a guest on, if somebody is around the area and like wants to be on the podcast and they relate to what I'm talking about, if they're in esports, if somebody's visiting, then sure, I'll have someone on the podcast. But I also don't really want to have a Zoom call or anything just because I'm now doing this with my camera, if you're watching on YouTube. So, and I'm using like my good microphone now, so I don't really want to like resort back to what I did before, which was just recording on my PC and whatnot. But I don't want to get too into like an intro and have excuses for why I don't have guests. Today is going to be a ranting day. Also, I just woke up like 10 minutes ago and I realized, I'm like, oh my goodness, I have a lot to do this weekend. So I'm trying to get everything done right now. So this is the first thing I want to get done because I like doing the podcast. And as soon as I woke up, I was like, oh wait, I have a really good idea of something to talk about. And it's not so much like rant about, it's more just explain some problems with esports, some issues with esports actually, because it flows a little bit better. So let me just get my phone set up over here. And there's going to be two parts of this podcast, because if you remember, every single week since I've started filming the podcast, I always have issues where my camera just like cuts out after 30 minutes. It's been consistent at about 30 minutes, it just stops working. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to have two sections, and each section is going to be about 20 minutes in length. I'm going to then stop the recording, not on my audio, because I don't need to have two files. This thing's really good, and it's really low storage that it takes up. So I'll keep the audio recording going. I'll cut it, obviously, in post-production, but I'm just going to stop my video and then start it again to talk about the other half. So each one's going to be about 20 minutes long. Hopefully we'll get a podcast that's about 40 minutes, and I think that's the way I'm going to have to do it from now on, is just have segments or something where I can stop the camera and then start it again, because it's annoying, trust me. I wish I could just record this whole thing through, but whatever. I'm also, if you're noticing, if you're watching this on my YouTube channel, I'm in a new location. I literally just moved over a bit more because I realized in the other two episodes when I actually had my setup, there's a weird shadow on my face because like behind you guys right now is where my window is. So the light comes through nicely facing this direction, but not so much the direction I was sitting. I don't know how to explain that any other. It was basically, there was a shadow on the left side of my face, for those of you who are listening, and it was bothering me. So I decided to move, and this looks fine. Although I like to have my paintings in the background because I made them. Whatever. All right. That was a good 4 minute intro. You're welcome. So the first section, I'm going to tell you the two right now. So the first section that we're going to talk about is issues with Canadian esports as a whole. Just some things that I've noticed in general, things that I noticed when I was doing research about this back in January, just talking to people. And then the second one, more specifically, is going to be problems that relate directly to my esports organization. So things that I find difficult when running an esports org in the Canadian landscape. So obviously, to set that up, we need to talk about the Canadian esports landscape. And even if you are American listening to this or watching this, some of this stuff might relate still. Like, some of this might be valuable. Some of this might be something that you also feel. So, you know, it's not just Canadian. It's just I can only speak to Canadian esports because that's where I live. So that's what I'm going to say. But I mean, if you are American, let me know if some of these things are like struggles you've also felt, struggles you've also dealt with. And if you had these in the past, anybody listening, if you've had any of these same issues and you've resolved them, let me know, because I want to help build esports in Canada, specifically Western Canada, which includes BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba. So that's kind of the area that we're working in, which has a population of probably only maybe, I can't even make a guess. I think probably around 10 million, but that could be completely off. That's probably completely off. It's probably way less than that. And it's spread out across four provinces, which the land, it's, okay. That part doesn't matter. I was just trying to say that it's not a very large population, and it's, I mean, it might sound large, but it's across like half of the country. And then the other third, no. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about that. I get very confused. I just woke up. I don't want to talk math. I want to talk issues of Canadian esports. So let's get right into this. Also, because I have 20 minutes to talk about it before my camera dies, and then I have to reset it. So I'm on a bit of a time crunch for each section, which is all right. This one also might be a bit shorter. This section might be a bit, you know, I'm not going to drag it out to 20 minutes. It might only be 10, 15. And then I'll stop and I'll put the other, I'll talk about the other stuff. Sorry, sometimes when you wake up, your mind's just like in 100 different places, but we're good to go. You guys ready for some issues with Canadian esports? I sure am. Okay, so the first issue, which is kind of an important one, is that there's a lack of large governing bodies. Now, what I mean by that are governing bodies means things like nonprofits, associations, bigger clubs, collegiate level stuff, like everything that has a larger governing body where it's a big group of people who either organize things for tournaments, for certain games, for just building communities for different games and whatnot. And also at the collegiate level, there's no collegiate level esports basically in Western Canada. Like, that doesn't really exist. I mean, granted, a couple of universities here, like the University of Alberta, they have a lot of esports teams and like an esports club, and they're probably one of the best ones for organization and stuff. But that's like very few. You know, in Calgary, there's like a tiny club at the university that I went to. Out here in BC, at UBC Okanagan, which is the school just up the road from me, they also do have like a, you know, some decent players and whatnot, like an esports organization or association rather, but they're not big enough, if that makes sense. And it's not really in partnership with the university. It's like a club that someone like myself, if I was still in school, could kind of run, right? But it's not at the collegiate level, like I know it is in some colleges in the States, where it's like an actual university esports team for League of Legends or Rocket League or Valorant, let's just say. It's not like that. It's literally a club of people who like gaming, who like video games, and maybe they'll run some tournaments and whatnot, but it's also like a huge variety of games. And this is the problem, not just with the collegiate level, but also with the esports associations for each province. They a lot of times will have a ton of games that they deal with, but not a big group of any one game. So they might have, like, I'm just going to go based off of Alberta, for example. Okay, so the Alberta Esports Association, which is a very new organization, so I'm not trying to say like they're doing anything bad, but I'm just saying that they'll have like events and stuff, and like people who are interested in like 20 games, and lots of them are like super abstract that like I didn't even know existed. And then they have no support for games such as Rocket League or Call of Duty or Valorant or anything. And when I would ask them why they don't have like any tournaments or any events for that, they would just say because there's no community built around it. And that was mind-blowing to me, because that's like one of the main issues. There's no communities in Canada built around these games. All I've ever played is Call of Duty. All of my friends play Call of Duty. Now that I'm into Rocket League, tons of people play Rocket League, but there's no governing body that is like, look at how many of us collectively in this certain area play this game, support us, let's have tournaments, let's have scrims in person, let's have LAN events, let's have blah, 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 let's go against collegiate teams. Like, that doesn't exist here. And that's where it just sucks, because that's what we're trying to build as an esports organization, which Crias Gaming is, which I'll talk about later. But we want to be competing in tournaments and events and all of this, and like, but there's none being run, right? So the Alberta Esports Association has never run a Rocket League event. They had one 2v2 event in association with, I think, University of Alberta or something. They had one little thing. It was like a 2v2 back in May. And that's like the only thing I've ever seen them do with Rocket League. And it's just crazy to me, because like, how are we supposed to have tournaments and how are we supposed to like have events and build rivalries and play all the time when there's none that are happening? You know, yes, we can go online, and that's what we've been doing. They're all based in the States, like Black Lightning Championship Series we've been in, Indie Gaming League, which is run out of Indianapolis. These are all online and they're all American, which is fine, right? And there's also like Battlefly and different like websites you can go to like play, but there's no like events in person that build the hype in Canada where we are. There's no communities being built. And the simple problem with that for me is I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to just build a community. Now, the players that we have on Christ Gaming for our Rocket League roster are all from Manitoba, okay? And we found all of them because they have a Rocket League Manitoba server, like a Discord server, which our main player, Zuki, our captain, created. So he made that, found players at his university, at other universities who were good at Rocket League, got them into the server, and now there's like 80 of them who are in it who are really good at Rocket League, and that's where we basically find all of our people now. So it's like nobody's done that in BC, Alberta, or Saskatchewan for Rocket League, at least none that I'm aware of. And they haven't done that for Call of Duty. They haven't done that for Valorant. They haven't done that for any of these big games. And that's just crazy to me because these games are so popular, yet there's no actual human community built around it anywhere. And I don't even want it to be like just a city. Like, I don't want it to just be like Kelowna, for example, which is where I live. I don't want it to be like Kelowna Rocket League. I want it to be like bigger than that, because the populations that we have in Canada are so spread out that we need it to be a bit bigger, right? Like, the one association here in BC is just called Vancouver Esports Association. It's not even the whole province, right? It's just one city. And that's just crazy because, like, that's where the hub is for gaming. But, like, I live out here. Like, a ton of people, like, live out in different places of the province. But it's only, like, Vancouver that's the focus, for Western Canada, at least. And that, I don't know, that part's just kind of frustrating. So it's, like, the Alberta Esports Association sometimes will have, like, you know, huge events and stuff. But, like, none of the things that I play are even in it, or none of the things that I want to even play are in it. And even, and again, this is no shade to any of these people. Like, they're doing good stuff. It's just frustrating sometimes because it's like, how has there not been a community built yet? How do we even start? Like, I don't even know how to go and find who plays Rocket League. The people I work with play Rocket League, but, like, no offense to them, but they're not very good. Like, I'm not good either. I mean, I suck at it, but, like, where's this community? How do we find it? I don't know how to do that because gaming is such an online thing. So yes, this is an issue, but it's also one that I don't have a solution for. I just hope that the people who are smarter than me and who already have these associations will start to help to figure that out, because that's the way that we can grow, is if these associations have games like Rocket League included, for example, because that's the one that we play, then we'll go and play in those, you know? And then if we play in those, then we know more people who play Rocket League, so we'll get the University of Alberta in it, we'll get Mount Royal in it, we'll get, you know, just these different people that we've already come across to play in it, you know? So, I mean, that's the only frustrating part, just from, like, a governing bodies thing. There is also, like, a couple of Canadian leagues that are, like, pretty small, but, like, we play in them. But it's, like, one. It's the Canadian Esports Championship Series based out of Manitoba. That's the only one. So it's, like, they're doing a great job, but they can't do it all. And it's, I don't know, some of that stuff just frustrates me because, like, I want to build this thing, but I don't know how. So, yeah, that was the first point, is just large governing bodies. Well, first there's a lack of, because, you know, it's for each province, it's not even that consistent. Like I said, BC is just Vancouver, then Alberta's is very new. Manitoba's is the one that's most established, and they do have, you know, some Valorant, they have Call of Duty once in a while, but it's just like, it's not at the point where it's good enough to rely on for all the tournaments and stuff. Like, they're not even very often. They are doing a really good job. Again, I'm not saying nobody's doing good or trying. I'm just saying it's frustrating because they're not the same either, right? Like, you know, Manitoba might have Valorant and Rocket League and League of Legends, but then Alberta doesn't, and that's where I was living for a while. So then they had no events that I could go to because they didn't have any. It was just Manitoba, and now that I'm in BC, it's just Vancouver centered, and I live like 3 hours from there, and I'm like, well, like, what am I supposed to do? And yeah, so that's the thing that's a little frustrating. It's just a lack of governing bodies, and a lot of them have like tons of games, but like none that really matter, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to say that because I don't want to, like, you know, say this game that you like is not good, because I don't want to be the one to judge that. But like, just an example, like the university here, their club, I like asked them if they're having like any events and stuff, and the event that they're having is a chess match. That's the only one they're having right now. And I was like, I've played some Rocket League players from your area they've been in tournaments. Like, aren't they doing something? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I don't care about chess. Like, nobody's going to really play that. Maybe like a couple of you guys, but like, where's like your events for the big games? I know you have talented players there. I've played against them myself. I got dominated, and our team has played against them in some tournaments. Like, what are they doing? Where are they? Who are they? Can I meet with them? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's like the only thing. And then I guess the next point is just small communities or no communities for games, which I already touched on. You know, Rocket League, League of Legends, Call of Duty, Valorant has no communities in person in Alberta, none that I know of in BC. The only one a little bit, like I said, is Manitoba, because our players on our roster are the ones who did it. He's literally the owner of that server for Rocket League. And then the Manitoba Esports Association is the one that runs the Canadian Esports Championship Series, which includes Valorant, League of Legends, Rocket League, and Call of Duty. Like, they're the only ones doing it, and it's so small because they're also in the complete middle of Canada, like with a very low population out there. At least Alberta and BC have a bit more because, you know, Vancouver's huge. Calgary and Edmonton in Alberta are both big cities. So it's just difficult because when one place is doing it, I don't live over there. You know, I live two provinces from there. I live so far away. I'm on two different time zones from where they are. I'm Pacific time. Those guys are all Central time, right? So it's like completely, that distance is crazy. It's like from Texas is where like all the stuff's happening, but like you live in Los Angeles. That's like basically what it is, or somewhere in California. So it's just crazy to think that, I don't know, some of that's because I want to do stuff in person, but I can't do stuff in person when it's so far away and nothing's happening here. Nothing was happening in Calgary or Edmonton either, like in-person stuff. I know COVID is also a thing. I don't really want to go into, oh, the pandemic made this happen or didn't let this happen, because yes, that is obviously a factor, but it's more than that because none of these are built anyways. If there was a huge Call of Duty or like Valorant, or let's just say Rocket League. There's a huge Rocket League community built in Alberta. The Esports Association in Alberta has tournaments. They have big events. Rocket League's always included. Then yes, it would suck because COVID wouldn't have let us play, but that doesn't even impact it because that thing, that doesn't exist yet. There's no community. So there can't be events even because it doesn't exist. I don't know. It's just very frustrating. It's like, why doesn't it exist? The next point I have is fragmentation depending on province, which I was just going into, where BC, this province, British Columbia, only has Vancouver, right? Alberta, the Alberta Esports Association, mainly has Edmonton. That's kind of where they're based out of. But they also do have some people in Calgary and stuff, which is where I'm from. But it's just not big. They don't have any games that I have even played, right? And they have like 30 games. Like, I'm not even kidding. There's like Smash Bros. Then there's like all these different street fighting games. And then there's also like random games I've never heard of. And there's like online chess and stuff. I'm like, where? And like Rock, Paper, Scissors is some of them. I'm like, well, where's Rocket League? Where's like, where are these big games that are free to play that have massive fans of all ages? You know what I mean? Like, where are those games? That's going to drive people to want to watch. It's going to drive people to want to play. And they might have a decent community, but it's so small because it's just the people who care about those little games or who just like the community or the people that it's being built around. And I guess another point that I wanted to make sure it's on my list, which is tough to join these existing communities because a lot of these communities are so tight-knit that when someone like me tries to join, I just get ignored or they're not very supportive or anything like that. And that's very frustrating because, you know, a lot of these associations have their view and lots of them are nonprofit. They just want to like help, you know, run tournaments and stuff, which is good. We need that. But then with someone like myself and Alex, like the people who are, you know, the two of us who are the founders of Cryus Gaming, and we want to have bigger competition. We want to create content. We want to play Rocket League starting out. We want to have creators doing stuff. We want to be going to LAN events and everything. They don't really accept us. And I don't know why. Because we want to do what they're doing. It's just we're trying to say, hey, can you include Rocket League in this? Or why isn't Rocket League included? Or, you know, if you want to be on the podcast, come hop on the podcast. We can chat about, you know, esports or whatever. Like, we all have the same goals, yet like it doesn't feel very supportive. And maybe that's just my perspective on it. But I just remember very, very recently, and again, this is no shade, but I just want to be truthful. When we were first doing research and we weren't Cryus Gaming yet, when we were like not sure what we were going to be, this is back in January, February, we would talk to a lot of the people at different associations, right? That's actually what my job was. So I talked to, well, I couldn't get anybody from Vancouver. None of them even, they all ignored me. Alberta, I talked to a few of them and they were pretty nice. And then Manitoba, I also talked to, and she was also very nice, the lady who runs that. And she has the one that's like furthest advanced, you could say. But then once we were Crius Gaming, we knew what we were going to be, which is going to be a competitive organization, you know, competing. We wanted to go to tournaments, go to events. We want to also create content on different platforms and like build our own communities as well. We would try to reach out to them and just say, hey, is anything going on with the Alberta ones? And they literally would say on Discord, even though I've already talked to them and I've had meetings with them, say, we're not allowed to talk about anything just on Discord. You have to go to our website and then put an inquiry in, and then someone will reach out to you. And I was like, but dude, we've already talked like multiple times. Again, I know it's probably not their fault. It's probably because it's a bigger, you know, governing body that's starting to have rules and stuff. But I'm like, I've already talked to you like in this thread. I can see the previous messages from a month ago. And now that I know what I am and I'm Crius Gaming, I'm competitive. Maybe again, this might be a coincidence, but now you're saying we have to go to the website to talk to someone who might redirect us to you or someone else. Like I'm talking to you already. We've already made the connection. I already know you. And it's just weird. I don't know. You just feel like we got very frustrated by that, because it's like, we know what we are now. We're just trying to get advice. A lot of times it was just advice. We're like, hey, like, how do you guys run events, or how does this work? Or do you think we could get Rocket League? Like, here's what we are. Here's our identity. We're a competitive esports organization. Can we do stuff with you? And they just said, you have to go, like, they wouldn't even help us. And I'm like, but that's what you're like, that's, isn't that what you do? Like, isn't that your job as a governing nonprofit body, is to help grow esports and stuff? That's what we're trying to do. So I don't know. Maybe that's a coincidence. Maybe they put new rules in place, but that doesn't make any sense. If anybody ever reaches out to me on Discord, which a couple of people have, I talk to them. I'm not going to say, oh, go to our website, talk to someone else. Maybe you'll get redirected to me, but I'm just not going to talk to you about how to have events or like what we're trying to do. Obviously, I'm not going to talk like business stuff specifically, but I'm even on this podcast talking about, here's how we did stuff. I have podcast episodes literally laying out the timeline of how we built this esports organization, and we're just starting. We are just starting. We're so small still. Yet it's so hard to break to that next level, because things like this, where there's just no communities, there's fragmentation, there's such a lack of rivalries and stuff, which I'll talk about directly in this next section coming up right away here. But before that, I just want to talk very briefly about no big competition, because in general, there's no big competition because everybody just wants to do it for fun, which is fine, but that's not going to get fans built. That's not going to get people hyped, you know? So when these different organizations, I keep saying organizations, sorry, these different associations, the ones that are in the different provinces, I don't want to talk about all of them and clump them together. Let me just talk about Alberta, because again, that's where I did most of the stuff and I just moved from there. So that's the one I'm most familiar with. So when they would have events and stuff, sure, there might be a little bit of competition, but there was no events where it's like, here's a Rocket League tournament. We're going to have University of Alberta's. They have like four teams at the University of Alberta there. And we've talked to the guy a lot. He's very helpful, actually. He's a really nice guy named Matthew. He's awesome. But there was nothing, no big events for Rocket League. It's not like Crius Gaming's going to be competing, and they have YouTube stuff. They're a Canadian company. They're actually a Calgary-based company, which we are. We're incorporated in the city where we grew up in. So I don't know. It's just like, there was no hype around it. There was no big events going on. It's not like, oh, here's University of Alberta versus Mount Royal University and U of C, which is the Calgary's bigger university, and Crius Gaming is here and these other orgs. There's no big competition, and that's what drives fans. Myself, personally, I'm not a super competitive person, but when it comes to things like this, I want to see my team compete. Like, I'm very competitive when it's them, not when I'm the one competing, but I'm very competitive when it's like my team. Like, when they're playing, I'm very competitive. When I play, I don't really care. Does that make sense? I hope that's an important distinction that I made that makes sense. But what I'm trying to say is that's what drives forward fans. That's what drives forward the industry is rivalries, big competitions, events where us, other esports orgs go to compete, and like we have like friendly banter and stuff. Sure, we could do that a bit online, but like that's like, who cares? I want to be in person and see this other team that we're playing against and like actually have an event. Even if it was online, I want to have like a big, nice, organized event where like us and like 10 other teams are competing in, who are also from Alberta or from different parts in Canada. And then we can start to see, okay, this other team is really good. That might be a potential rivalry. And then a different event's happening in BC, and then we're all in that event again. And one's happening in Manitoba, and we see these same players, different teams, and we're like, hey, we're going to beat them this time. And then we get the hype going on all of our respective social media channels and stuff to get people to watch the live streams, to go to these events. But there's none of that happens. And it's so frustrating because that's what we want to have happen, but we have been stuck so far. Now, with that, I'm going to quickly stop my video recording and I'm going to talk about some problems relating directly to Cryus. So first thing, which I probably already touched on, is it's tough to find players for games because there's no communities. So like I said, the only reason we actually found a Rocket League roster is because we stumbled upon the Manitoba Rocket League Discord, and the person who owned it ended up being our player, our captain. The guy who's been with us since the beginning, Zuki, great guy. And then that's where we find all of our players. Everybody now we have, or we have now rather, is from that server because that's the only server we've found where there's actually people who play the game, and there's like a lot of people on that server who live in that area. That doesn't exist for Alberta, doesn't exist for Saskatchewan, not that I've seen at least, and doesn't exist in BC here either. Now, yes, I could go make that, but I don't even know how I would populate that because I don't know who plays Rocket League or any of these other games, right? Like, it's so difficult. Maybe that's an excuse. Maybe, you know, I should go out and I should just make a server for BC Rocket League. And then I'm just going to talk to the universities and try to get people into it because that's where you usually start, is universities, and they know people who are better. And it doesn't even need to be like your top tier player. You can be you're like me, you're plat or gold, but you still love the game. So then when we have an event coming up, we can get them to watch it or get them to have play at an academy level, you know, like a lower tier level. And then that's still good competition. So I don't know. Maybe I should just do that. You know what? Maybe I will do that. I'm going to start something just because I get frustrated when nobody else does. But that was the main thing, is it's very tough to find players. And now, for example, if we wanted to expand into a different game like Call of Duty, there, although it's a huge game, there's no communities built here in Canada. So I don't have a server I can go to, or like a group of people I can go to, just say, hey, do you guys want to play? Do you want to run some tryouts? Whatever, whatever. Because it just doesn't exist. It's like everybody plays, but yet nobody plays. Or you don't know who plays, if that makes sense. And that's the part that's also very frustrating, because I know these games are popular, not just in the States, but here in Canada. Like I said, so many people play these games, but yet like there's no common place for us all to gather where everybody knows these different players. Oh, hey, that's funny. I just saw the company car that I drive just drive by down the highway on a Saturday. That's weird. With my job, it's just a radio station car. That's funny. Now I completely lost my train of thought. So some other big games, like Rocket League, for example, the reason we chose Rocket League at Cryus is not only because it's easy to understand from a viewer's perspective, it's a smaller team, you know, it's three players versus like five for some games, four, whatever the case is. It's easier to manage. It's also easier to create content around. It has a really good community. It's free to play. It's cross-platform. A lot of younger kids love it. It's relating to soccer or football, whatever you call it. And it's also played at a lot of collegiate level in the States, and a lot of teams that we know here have collegiate level teams, but yet nowhere really for them to play, which is funny because the University of Alberta has they have like four teams. I'm not even kidding. Like they have like a green team, a gold team, an academy. Like they have so many different teams for Rocket League and they're all really good. But yeah, like I don't even know who they play. Maybe I should ask them that, but I'm like, who do you play? Because like, I don't even know, is UBCO, the one that's here, did they actually have one that I just don't know about, like an actual team or something set up? Does Mount Royal have one that you guys play against? Does U of C have one? Like, who do you play against if you have all these teams? So I don't know. That's like that's the thing. But that doesn't exist for games like Call of Duty. Like, there's no collegiate level Call of Duty teams at all. That doesn't even exist. You know, that's not even a part of it. Competitive Call of Duty up here doesn't exist. We have some really good players, but they all played in the CDL now, like Dashy and Ilian and Gunless and stuff. They're all from Canada, but they don't play here or live here. I don't know. It's just kind of frustrating. Even like Valorant, like that should be like the next big one. And again, University of Alberta has a Valorant team, but like who do they play? I don't even think any of the other universities in Alberta have one. I don't think anybody out here has a Valorant team at the collegiate level. Like, who do you guys play? Because I just want people, I know I'm probably reiterating, or maybe I'm not explaining this enough, but I just want people to have a community built where I can go into a server, or I can go into something on Discord, like a server or whatever, or a Twitter page, or just something where I go into, and I know all these people live in the same area that I do, and they all play, and some of these players are really good, and they want to compete, so here, we can make a team out of this team, we can make a team out of this, if we have an event, I can put it in here, and a lot of these people will come. It's stuff like that. Like, that's just basic community building. It's just a place for people who are like-minded, who play the same game, have the same ideas, want to go to. But I can't even go to the... And I think the frustrating part is, like, us as Cryus, even if, let's say, we had an event, I can't even go to the Alberta Esports Association Discord or on the social media and be like, hey, we have this cool event. Let's see who wants to come, because they don't have Rocket League as one of the games that's like supported, because that community is not built. And I was always confused by that, because I was like, I thought as the association, like, you guys were the ones who were supposed to build it, but they only like support the ones that are already built. And that includes like Super Smash Bros, which again, in Alberta, it's actually really big, but like whatever. And like fighting games and stuff. And I'm like, but where are these other games? Everybody plays them. Like, you guys aren't going to help build that community. You're just going to foster the growth if it already exists. How do I get that to exist? Sorry if it sounds like I'm complaining, but I am. I am complaining. Now, specifically again for Cries, is it's really hard to gain traction and build an audience. I don't know what our next move is, because being a Canadian esports organization, our competition is very limited, as I've been saying this entire time. I don't know what our next step is. We can create some content, although we're all in different places, which in that in of itself is really tough, because, you know, we can't create content in person with each other. So that part's difficult to build an online audience. There's no events going on around here in any of our provinces, except maybe Manitoba. They might have some events for our players to go to and play. So it's sort of like, how do we build the audience if there's like no big competition, there's no rivalries, because it just doesn't exist. And then it's not fun forcing it. You know, I can talk to Matthew at U of A and be like, hey, let's have your team play our team and let's make it a big rivalry. But like, unless they beat us in like a really big situation, then like that rivalry doesn't really exist, because we're all just playing, but it's like just us and them. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's very hard to think about the next step and to try to gain traction and to build fans, because there's nowhere in person for us to go. Like, where would we even hold an event? I have no idea where I'm going to go hold an event. Like, would I hold it here? Would we do it in Calgary? Like, because it's not a hot spot for where it would probably have to be somewhere in Manitoba. I've never even been there. I've never been to that province. But like, and that's really far away for me, but it's stuff like that. It's like, how do we as an organization take this to the next step when it feels like there's no next step to take, because it doesn't exist anywhere in the country besides maybe Toronto? And that doesn't count as Canada. It's even further south than lots of places in America. But no, for real though, like it just boggles my mind. And that's what I struggle with all the time is we have this vision for what we want to do, but we don't know how to create it, because like nobody cares here yet, right? If we had these communities, if we had these big communities of Rocket League in all the provinces, not just Manitoba, we had a whole bunch of people in BC who loved Rocket League and stuff. We had a whole bunch of people in Alberta who played Rocket League who loved it. And then we had an event. They all played it and they all would watch it. They would all come to it if they could. But we don't have that yet. So maybe that's the first step. Maybe, you know, sometimes the podcast is great because as I'm saying stuff, I'm figuring things out and it's like moving around in my brain. And I'm like, oh, wait, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm going, oh, wait, maybe I should do this. So, you know, maybe that is the next step to take, is maybe Cryus can't build that community yet. But what I can do is build a general community and cross promote with Cryus and then kind of build that up, or have an event with this whatever thing and then Cryus will go into it, or have Cryus events, start making Cryus gaming events and try to include people and also just keep creating content. Now, a really big one that was super annoying that we found out through the summer is basically one of the things that we want to do as Cryus was stream our players' games all the time, give them the ability to be seen, give them the ability to show their skills. And that would then drive competition because we'd be playing other teams. That'd drive an audience because they'd want to watch good Rocket League. You don't even need to be in Canada to watch good Rocket League. You can be anywhere. And if you see it on Twitch and you're watching, you're like, I'm enjoying this. It's a good broadcast. I'll keep watching. But that couldn't happen because in the different leagues that we'd play in, there was an inconsistent ability to stream games. It would depend on the league and oftentimes the other team we were playing. So in some of these leagues that weren't streamed, like if the league streamed the games, that's fine because they're being streamed, so we just send everybody like on social media to the stream where it's being streamed or where they can view it. But since that didn't happen, because a lot of these leagues didn't stream games, we didn't want our players to just play and not be seen, because like how else are you supposed to grow? You know what I mean? Like how are you supposed to gain fans and everything if they can't even see you play? So we'd want to stream the games on Cryus, so we'd have casters, we'd put on a really good broadcast, and then as soon as the game is about to start, the other team might just say, no, we don't want you to spectate us. And then the whole thing was chalked. And that happened multiple times. It even happened a couple of times where we made sure we were allowed to stream, because like we're not dumb. Like we'd try to reach out beforehand, but sometimes they would ignore us, like the other team, and they would go, okay, whatever, like that's stupid. And then they'd be like, we're not going to play until this one spectator leaves. I'm like, that's our caster. Like, why do you care? You're at the top tier like we are. Like we're playing in a competition. You should want it to be seen. I don't get when people don't want things to be viewed from a competition standpoint. How, like, do you just enjoy playing and like that's it? Like, maybe sure, but like, how is that ever going to get bigger than that if you don't want to have people view it? You don't see, you don't go to a basketball game and you tell the other team, oh, by the way, don't, you're not going to put this on TV because I just don't want you to play. Like, that's part of your responsibility as being a player. That good is there's people who want to watch you play. People who aren't as good want to watch you play. If you're not streaming it on your own, you're in a league, you're in a tournament. Obviously, people want to watch it. I want people to see that. I myself want to watch it. Like, I don't get that mindset of, nope, you can't stream it. Like, why? Are you kidding me? That doesn't make any sense. And sometimes it was even like the league. And then the thing that would suck is we'd reach out then to the league being like, we're just trying to stream. And like, we have 20 people watching live right now. Like, why can't we play? And they're like, well, the rules say the other team has to agree. I'm like, well, then why aren't you guys streaming it? Like, or why can't you have a rule saying this, you can stream these games? Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And I mean, yes, there were other problems. I'm talking about the TELUS Esports series, by the way. That was the main one that was super annoying. But like, it just boggles my mind. Like, why have this huge event, yet you can't even have the ability to broadcast it and stream it and get people watching and build fans and let your players show their skills? It just, that part just, it just really boggles my mind. Maybe that's because I do creative stuff. Maybe that's because I graduated with a broadcasting degree. But like, if anybody ever wants to build this bigger, like, does everybody just want to do this casually? And like, am I the only one who ever wants to like turn this into a career? Like, am I the only one who like wants this to be bigger than it is? Like, that's the part that always also makes me angry sometimes. I'm like, does nobody else think the same way I do? And I'm not just saying like me, I mean like as Cryus, like our players want it to be bigger. Alex wants it to be bigger. But like, I'm just saying me because you guys know who I am. More so than everybody else on Cryus right now, because this is my YouTube channel, my podcast. But it's like where are these other people? Sorry, there's sirens out here going by, ambulance. But where are these other people that want it to be bigger than it is? I need to find these like-minded people. And I don't know how, because everybody we've come into contact with basically doesn't want it to be bigger than it is. It seems like they just want to keep playing for fun, and then that's it. And I'm like, I want to turn this into a career. I want to make this so big that everybody else is going to look at us and how we did it. But we're in that process. That's why this podcast is cool. I'm in that process where I don't know how that's going to happen yet. And I'm still young. The org is super young. There's so much time for us to expand. But now that I work a full-time job, Alex has a full-time job, all your players are back in school, it's really hard for us to consistently find time to keep improving and having these conversations. So the podcast is one way I can do it. And I just want to keep building it. But I also need help building it. I can't build it completely on my own. But you know what? Hey, if it comes down to it, I'll be that leader in esports in Western Canada, and I'm going to freaking do it because it's what I want to do. It's what I want to do. Okay, lack of rivalries again. I already touched on this. I'm not going to talk about that specifically. Again, basically, there's no big rivalries, and rivalries are the biggest way. And this is not just me saying this. This is from research that I did for a couple of months back in January. That's where I'm getting a lot of this information, where I got it. And it's also personal experience through Cryus. But a lot of people kept saying, from different orgs and organizations and associations, kept saying, oh, rivalries would be a really great way to like push esports forward, because rivalries, think about it, in traditional sports, you have hockey teams, you have basketball teams, baseball, whatever the case is, whatever sport it is, even in esports, certain teams where there's a rivalry, so tons of people watch it because they're like, whoever wins this is going to be a good game because of the rivalry between them. That doesn't exist here. It doesn't exist yet. I want to have rivalries, friendly rivalries, of course. Behind the scenes, we're all trying to build it together. But on the surface, I want them to be like, Cryus Gaming hates this team, or our fans don't like this team. Let's build it up. If our fan base is bigger, then you better get a bigger fan base, because we're going to be louder and we're going to win. And I want to go to LAN events, and all this gets me so excited, but nothing's happening, which is tough. Difficult to meet local people in person. Feels like everyone is far away. That is the point where I'm saying everything's fragmented. So, for example, I'm the only one who lives in Kelowna, for Cryus Gaming even. Alex lives in Lloydminster, Alberta, which is halfway. It's half of the town is in Alberta, half is in Saskatchewan, tiny town. And then all of our players and everybody else who works at Cryus is in Manitoba, which is like very, very far from here. Like really, like thousands of kilometers, which is like probably almost thousands of miles away. So it's really hard to like do stuff in person just within Cryus, because we're all separated. And then even like the people in the association, for example, the ones here in BC, like I keep saying, are in Vancouver. That's like 3 hours from here. I can't really go up there. The university here is kind of close, but I need to still introduce myself and stuff. Even the University of Alberta was 3 hours away from where Calgary is. So like, we couldn't even do stuff in person with them unless like we went there, they came to us, and obviously COVID was around, so that couldn't happen. But it's like so hard to actually meet people in person, because Canada has a small population and also a massive piece of land where everybody's very separated. So it's not like a one hub where everybody just is. Again, it's probably Toronto, but I'm moving to Toronto.
I'm building this in Western Canada. I'm being stubborn. That's what I'm doing. There's barely any land stadiums for events. The one that is here, one of the only ones, actually, it might be the only one in Western Canada, is the gaming stadium, which is huge. You can have events there. They host events. That would be great. It's in Vancouver. Our players are in Manitoba. For me, this is close. I could drive there. It's like an hour plane ride, or I can just drive for 3 hours down the highway here. That's the only place. There's none in Alberta. You know, if we were to have LAN events, which there's none, if we were to have some Rocket League LAN events, we would have to figure out a venue and all that, which is fine. But the only big stadium that exists for, like, specifically for gaming events is out in Vancouver. That's the only one. So it really, again, halts that. That's on the West Coast. It's on the same coast as Los Angeles, Seattle, all these places. That's the only place in Western Canada. And it's a large landmass. Like I said, it goes from there all the way to about Texas, all the way to Central Time. Only one place to go and do it. I've never even been there. But it's like, how am I supposed to even do that? What am I going to do? Go there by myself and not have my team with me? Like, but I also don't have funds to fly them out and go to an event. There's also no events that are happening. Lots of it's online, again, due to COVID for that reason. But there's not, like, you know, a Canadian Rocket League that extends all the way across. Like, there is the Canadian Esports Championship Series based out of Manitoba. But that's still relatively small. There's not, like, a huge league or a couple of leagues that could even go to that stadium to play. It'd almost be like a one-time thing, like on the weekend they're going to have an event. In the morning it's going to be Valorant, in the afternoon it's going to be Call of Duty, and like, you can go there and play and it's fun. But I don't know, there's just a lack of LAN-centered stuff, and that's the best way to build fans. If we had tournaments, if we had leagues and stuff, and we had to make a LAN event, and we had to work with venues and stuff, I would love to do that. I like doing that stuff. That is fine with me. Again, we're all broadcasters. Alex and I are broadcasters. We can figure out how to stream it. We can figure out all this stuff. We can get people that we know to help us, but we don't have that happening because there's no fans around it. There's no associations supporting us right now. There's no rivalries with other Rocket League orgs. There's no, I don't even know any other orgs in Alberta. We're small. I'm not saying that we're huge, but we have an identity. We create content. We have a competitive team. We're active in the community. We're trying to build it. Where are those other orgs that I can actually work with and physically meet with? There's probably some here in BC, but I don't know who they are or where they are, if they'd even listen. But it's like, I need to meet with these people so we can start doing these things and start planning. I just don't know how to do that because there's no place to go to. And it's like, oh, here's four different orgs that you can like work with and stuff. Like, if you listen to this and you own an org, or you know somebody who has a Canadian esports organization, even if it's tiny, let me know. If they play Rocket League, even better. But let me know. I need to find these people, and I don't know how, because there's no place for me to go where I can just search in a Discord server, oh, here's all the Canadian esports orgs, and then talk with all of them. That doesn't exist here. I don't know if that exists anywhere, but for here, it sure doesn't. Again, need more hype around esports and competition. We need to have these events in person. We need other teams, other orgs to gain fans, to make content, to drive forward everything so that we can all benefit. If it's just us, we can't be the only people doing it. We need other people to do it with us, because if we're the only ones doing it, who are we going to play against? Who's going to have the other set of fans? Like, we want other people to have fans too. So we have people who have an identity, right? Like, I want to start creating merch and stuff for Cryus, so that way when we go to stuff or when I film and I do things, we have cool merchandise that you can identify with, and a team and a vision you can identify with. So that's what I want to start doing. And then, like I said, I want more collaborations with other orgs, associations, local brands, whatever the case is. I want more collaboration. I don't want this attitude of, oh, we're better than you, or we're not going to help you, or you have to go to our... Just be open. I want you to... We're all trying to help each other, okay? On the outside, we might have big rivalries, might have big competitions, but deep down, behind the scenes, we are all trying to build esports, and I need to find these people who also have that same vision, who aren't a part of Cryus Gaming. Obviously, Cryus Gaming, we have that vision. We have people on our team who have that vision. I need other places, whether that's venues, whether that's local brands who can sponsor us, who can partner with us, whether that's other esports organizations, if they're tiny, whatever, it doesn't matter. If it's these associations who are these governing bodies, I need more collaboration. I want more collaboration, because at the end of the day, we're all trying to build this together, and we need to talk to each other to help build it. I can't just go blind and try to build it and nothing works. I need them to work with me. I need to work with them. So let's do it. Let's open up the dialogue. Let's have some collaboration. Let's build some fans. Let's build esports together. It's bigger than just me. I need all of you out there too. And vice versa. So you know what? Maybe I'm going to start doing that. I actually, like I said, this podcast is great because I actually have some ideas now of what I'm going to do, because sometimes I get lost in the sauce of just, what am I doing? How do I do this? Like, I'm just focused on our team, which is great. But this is the thing that I was trying to say. When we have so much to organize with our team, that's why we want to have a solid team who can kind of organize themselves and like get themselves in tournaments and stuff. Then I can, Alex and myself can focus on these bigger pictures, reach out to people and grow esports as a whole, right? Because in order for Cryos to grow, we need esports to grow with us. And if they're not going to, we're going to grow bigger than them and we're going to move on to wherever we got to go to. I'm not going to stop because they're not going to do anything, but I'm trying to bring everyone with me. And I'm also, that's the best way to grow, is to have everybody grow at the same time. But you know what? Hey, at the end of the day, if they're not going to do it, I'm still going to do it. That's not going to slow me down. So we'll see what happens. I do have some ideas now, and hopefully I can work on implementing these ideas on the weekends or in the evenings when I'm off work. That is all for this episode. I know it was a bit of a rant session, but it was also, I think, informative. I hope I explained things well enough. It's very hard for me sometimes to fully explain because I have the ideas in my head and I've talked to all these different people and I've experienced these things firsthand. But in order for me to relay that information to you, I don't know if I always do accurately, but hopefully it was, hopefully you get the gist of what I'm saying. And hopefully you also understand that I'm not sitting here going, blah, 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 nobody likes me. Like, why is this suck and this sucks and this sucks? Like, no, I'm being passionate. Or I'm complaining because I'm passionate and because I want it to grow and do better. I'm not complaining because I'm annoyed because of like unfairness or anything. I'm literally complaining because I want it to grow and I want others to see this passion and to have that passion and feed off each other. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not really necessarily just complaining. I'm trying to find places of weakness that we need to strengthen in order to grow. There we go. That's all for this podcast. Hopefully it all worked out well. And hope you enjoyed. This is a bit of a longer one, which I don't mind stopping the camera, excuse me, once in a while. And hopefully the audio still worked out well. So with that said, I will see you guys next time on the Lucky Dip Podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.